Yeah, I know that COVID was a major impact for a lot of people's lives, but honestly, I think it pretty much saved mine.
That is not a phrase you hear often, but for Shan Housekeeper, a college football coach, husband, and father of three, it is reality. The pandemic's forced slowdown, giving him time to address a life-threatening medical condition.
I would get a tunnel vision and a lightheaded feeling probably 25 to 30 times a day. And the symptoms kind of continued to compound and became too obvious to ignore.
It was during the postponed 2020 football season that Housekeeper, then an assistant coach at Georgetown College, sought help. A routine eye exam turned into a trip to the University of Kentucky Albert B. Chandler Emergency Department.
There was a tremendous amount of pressure pushing my eye from the inside.
Once at UK, a multidisciplinary team uncovered the root cause, a blood clot in his jugular vein. Emergency medicine doctor Brian Adkins' decision to perform a CT scan with contrast may have saved his life.
And so that really changed a lot of things. They then started to evaluate the pressure inside my skull. That was about five times higher than what I was supposed to be. So I'm very, very thankful for his willingness to do one more test.
Over the next 2 years, Housekeeper was seen by a team of specialists led by neuro-ophthalmologist Dr. Padmaja Sudhakar and neurointerventionist Dr. Shivani Pawa. He underwent multiple treatments and procedures to resolve the blood clot and a related condition called an arteriovenous fistula. Housekeeper's health journey paralleled a new chapter in his coaching career. In December of 2021, he became the head football coach at the University of the Cumberlands, leading his team while continuing treatments.
As a football coach, you want to have a great team and a great team effort, and I felt like I got partnered up with a great team at the UK Medical Center.
Today, Housekeeper is healthy, his vision is 20/20, and his brain pressure is stable. His experience has left him with one word to describe his life. Thankful.
My challenge that I accepted from them is now I want to be able to go and impact other people and help as many people as I can, because they're giving me an opportunity to essentially get another lease on my life and my family. So I don't want to take that for granted. So I'm extremely thankful.
For UK at the Half, I'm Hillary Smith.